Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you with steel. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring
got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Let's see, folks on the lines that normally text me to let me know the line is open, I don't have any messages, so I want to make sure that line's working, so text me if you would, please. And we'll keep moving.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, February 12, 2020. Yours truly, Rayman98 here, along with hey, Tony, you with us?
I'm here. I was already talking. I forgot. I muted the phone. But anyway, I already said good morning, TNT, so y'all missed that part. So yeah. I said, shit, I'm partying to the music. He just said, okay, let's go. Anyway, what's happening, man? Anything new?
No.
Did we send out anything?
No updates went out yesterday.
No, no updates.
Let me make sure.
We definitely have now.
Oh. I'm double checking to make sure. No, we just had the weekend update. So no, I didn't have a Tuesday update. I got it late.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, so for Sacramento people, local people anyway, I'm doing a actually been for the last week, 2 weeks, doing a financial show on the local radio station. So you guys tune in if you want to hear it, talking about a bunch of different things, financial, and educating people financially in the local area. So anyway, now with that, do we have any good news? Do we have any news? Absolutely. Bunch of news came out today, bunch of news articles out today. Yesterday they came out and said that that Alawi had his cabinet together with the exception of five ministers, and that he would be making the announcement on Monday, and they'd be taking the vote on Monday. So for his entire cabinet. Today they come out and say they're going to be taking the vote on Sunday for his entire cabinet. And everyone so far has agreed to support him and vote positive except for one group, which they would not name that group. So I don't know who it is. But it'll probably go through on Sunday. We'll see it done. His cabinet and him will become official. Should, and then they will receive the budget. We know there's already going to be changes made to the budget. And they've already said that. Paragraphs going to be changed. The money allocated to certain projects is going to have to be changed because the first 2 months of the year are basically gone. They were using some money out of the 2019 budget. So they're going to have to redo all the numbers of how much each project is allocated, basically. Not really argue over it, but just redo the numbers for the most part. Don't think it should go through. This morning they're announcing that all of the protesters' demands have been met, is what they're saying. They've all been met with the exception of the new voting to go on, the elections. Because first of all, Parliament's saying they don't have authority to do that. The Electoral Commission has to do that. And the UN is saying you're not ready for the elections because the UN is supposed to get 8 months advance notice before the election happens. And they have no district or anything drawn up. And they're saying they don't even have the people who know how to draw up the districts. So they're saying we can't do this in 6 months because it's impossible to do, which makes sense. They don't even have the knowledge to do it. So somebody's going to have to come in and show them how to put together a fair election. So we'll see what happens with that part. Everything else, though, they're saying is done. Now, they're saying out of the five demands that the protesters had, and I thought they had seven, just like Iran had seven. So we'll have to go back and look at that. Other than that, we're in a good place, guys. Things can still happen as quickly as we thought. you know, by the end of the month, first part of March, not months from now, definitely not years from now, but we're right in the thick of it going through. I told you guys on Monday that some gurus were telling you things were happening. They were saying people were getting paid, that we're all going to see this on Wednesday, Thursday, and we're all not seeing it on Wednesday or Thursday or none of the other days, they said, because it's impossible to do until those other things have been completed. The bank's not doing it, especially as questionable as this is. With the, there's one more law that has to be passed, not the voting law, but the, I can't even think of it. Anyway, this is for the transparency of where the money is put out, how it's put out, so everybody can clearly see it. Can't even think of it for the moment. I'll get to it in a minute. But anyway, that's in the budget. It has to go to Parliament to be passed also, or to the new Prime Minister to even review it. And none of that can happen until there is a Prime Minister. So there's a couple things that could happen real quick once the vote is taken and this is over and he's officially the Prime Minister. And it could definitely happen within a two-week period of time. So we're right in the thick of things. Okay? No bad news. Everything is still going forward. They're pushing it forward. They're making it obvious. They're still putting it on TV so the people know exactly where they are. The protesters are still protesting is the great thing because they tried to shut them down. Sadar tried to shut them down, tried to use his blue hands to shut them down. They tried to infiltrate them and shut them down from within. Neither of those worked. We're lucky. We are lucky. They're lucky that the citizens had enough common sense, if not business or insight, to see exactly what they were trying to do. Sadar is still trying to take over the protest by planting his people in there and having them go his direction. The people announced they would not meet Sadar's criteria for protest. They're not going to follow his lead. They think he is a traitor to the people. He's still trying to say he's not, and he was trying to do things to help the people. They're not going for it. Even though he told the Blue Hatters to disband, because, hey, that didn't work. So, you know, if they say you get more flies with honey than with vinegar, well, his vinegar didn't work. But that was the Iranian way. They do that by force. They force their people to do things, or they kill them. What they try to do there is intimidate them with force. And even by killing, it's up to 1,000 of them, and the people still said they're going to protest. It's snowing over there. First time some of them have ever seen snow. First time some of them have seen this much snow, and the protesters are still out there, and that's how determined they are. Now, Alawi is saying the right thing. He's saying these changes are coming, they're happening, and they absolutely would not have happened without the protesters. Without them demanding this change, it would not have been. So while they like that, they're still not jumping up and down for him as Prime Minister. So they put out the fact that everybody already knew it. It's impossible to have the vote in 6 months, again, or a year. So 2 days ago, they put an article saying he's probably going to be the Prime Minister until 2022 and serve the rest of Mahdi's time, which he probably will, because they'll drag out whatever laws they need to do the election until then. But we know the plan. Give them everything else they want. Give them some money, start getting them some jobs. They'll forget about that part, and then we'll go on about business as usual because that's what they're going to do. So we'll see. All right, I think that's all of our updates. Nobody's at Shane Center. Nobody's at the call center. It's not happening at this moment. And I'm telling you guys, out of 7 states, several different banks, nobody's there, and I've talked to them, and I know. And when they are there, we're going to let you know. Okay? All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. AY Country asks, If I pay off someone else's loan or mortgage, is that a gift I must report to the IRS? You can call them and ask them that. 1-800-829-1040. And then you'll get it straight from them. Then you'll know. So that's the best answer we can give you. And that's the only answer on the board here.
The only question on the board?
Just to make sure. Yeah, that's the only question.
That's
correct.
It?
Right. That's it.
Okay.
So let's talk to live people. Hey. Mm-hmm. First on the line, 972. Danny in Dallas. How did that happen?
Okay.
You're on, sir.
He shocked himself. Don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. First in line and wasn't ready,
nope.
Apparently. Okay. We'll go to next in line. 727 area code. You are on.
Well, I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
I've been thinking that, boy, things are looking good, I think, as far as us getting close to the finish line, as we used to say, being on the one-foot line and then the five-inch line, all that stuff. I guess the first question, no protesters were killed yesterday, Tony, that you're aware of?
None yesterday, but we have, that I'm aware of, but we have one today so far. But again, guys, you got to look at that one or those eight on Monday made news, and it's a big thing. And they're looking at all the provinces where all the demonstrators are at. And I'm saying we're having 50, 60 people killed every weekend in Chicago, and it's not even on the news. And that's just Chicago. Not L.A., New York, you know, San Francisco, Miami, everywhere else, where people kill every single day. But this is all of Iraq. They say, you know, one person was killed or eight people were killed, and it's a big thing.
Okay. Do you think that Alok will be continue to be the governor of the CBI? Or do you think he's toast?
Well, I don't know what he is, to tell you the truth. But I'm getting ready to show you something. Oh, I can't show it to you. Let me see if I can find
he's
it real
skunk,
quick. Though.
Anyway.
He's a skunk.
What'd you say?
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm looking for an article because I want to tell you, they're telling me that somebody else is the governor of the CBI today, is what they're saying. Except I can't find it right now. I'll tell you, I was kind of surprised, but I did see it this morning, that they're naming somebody else as the governor of the CBI. But all right.
And who
yeah,
would have
I don't know.
The authority to do that? Would that have been Parliament, or there is no Prime Minister as of now, right?
There is no Prime Minister, and I really hadn't heard that there was a new governor of the CBI. And I really wish I could find this article right now. So I can show it to you guys. Oh, wait, here we go. It says, in the presence of His Excellency, the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq, Mr. Ali Mullah Ismail Al-Mota, whatever, the 15th and 2nd National Conferences opened on Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020. And they're talking about the conference here that was in India. But to me, unless I'm just misreading, this guy is the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. And I never heard that. But there it is.
Huh. Now, I guess, well, that'll either be confirmed or not, as I guess as time goes on. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody's going to tell me, one or the other. Tony, you don't know how to read, or that was a misprint or something. But that is what it says this morning, that this guy is the governor of the Central Bank of Iraq. So, okay. But that needed to change. It all needed to change. It needed to change because of the news that was put out 2 weeks ago saying that the central bank was corrupt and that actually Iraq was part of the corruption with Iran and everything else. So it did, in fact, need to change. I don't know how public it was.
But there hasn't been a list of the names because, as I understand it, they were going to target individuals for sanctions as opposed to the central bank itself. But no list of
who's
ever under the...
No, they did have a list of four or five names of people involved at the central bank when the article came out. Not a list of everyone, but they did list four or five people.
Right. Okay. Well, gosh, I'm feeling super fantastic-er,
all right.
I'm thinking that I think we're knocking on the door. So
that's right. Here's the thing for everybody to realize. They put out the announcement that the central bank was corrupt. They put out the announcement that these people in the central bank were corrupt. They put out the announcement that central bank was funding banks who were corrupt. All Iranian fake banks, bank companies they made contracts to and everything else. And they did all this on the left side of the room. On the right side of the room, they put out that the central bank has met every qualification that the UN, US put in there as the sanctions. They maintain their reserves amount. They maintain the rate within 2% like they were supposed to. And they are fully able and capable of doing the RV at any moment, at any time given notice. So they met all those qualifications. They are ready to do the RV, and they have announced that they can do it. They have three times the required reserves to do it, even though they did all this corruption over here, which really means they probably could have had 6 to 10 times the required reserve if they had did everything right. But the fact of the matter is they qualified to do the RV even with all the corruption that's occurring within there. And that's what we want to know.
Sure. Okay, well, that would then bring up the what I would think would be the obvious thought, that as the money starts to roll back in, as they repossess it, if you will, that the value of their currency should go up, yes?
Well, the value of their currency is going to go up as soon as they do the RV regardless. And the new financial law, which I was thinking about, once it is passed through Parliament, gives the transparency and the reasons to cut off all the corruption. Because now everybody can see where every dollar goes, and they'll know. So that's how they're going to cut off all that, which, again, yes, will make their reserves build up that much faster, which gives them more worth or value in their currency, absolutely. Now, as far as getting all the money back, like you said, it's going to take them a period of 15 years to get all that money back, track everybody down, get all the bank accounts out of all the countries that it was shipped to. So they're just like us. They're not going to look for that. They're not going to depend on that. As it happens or when it happens, great. We're the same way. We're waiting for the RV. And as it happens and when it happens, great. Until then, we're just waiting. So, but they're not counting on it. Okay?
Yep. Hey, great job, both of you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
right. Have
care.
A great day.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. Hey. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Super fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Can't complain. I do have a couple of questions for you this morning. So, one on the person leaving the CBI, the governor, CBI. I did hear that about a week ago from another source, and they didn't just come out and say it, but they were hinting around that his picture was no longer in the I'm assuming in the brick-and-mortar office or wherever, and they were hinting at that time that he could possibly be gone. And now there's articles coming out saying that he is gone. So with that said, do we think, since we know that there was a lot of corruption and all this stuff going on in, you know, in the process of all of this, that this would help make and speed up the process of them releasing this rate? Is that, can we assume that that would be a better, you know, this would be better because of this person being gone?
No, I'm not going to say that because they were prepared to do that with him there.
Okay.
So it's just that he's been exposed now. It's the only reason he would be removed. For all of last year, he can just... Back to the last time, September, October, they were going to do it with him there. So the fact he's gone doesn't make a difference. It's just they're cleaning house slowly but surely right now before it happens. So those other five guys could be gone. I haven't seen anywhere where they arrested them or did anything of the country, but they named them as corrupt. So I would think they're not there anymore. But I don't have, you know, a list of everybody who's at the CBI. But I don't think it affected it one way or another. It's in the budget.
Okay.
We just need to get the budget passed. The rate is there.
Right. Okay. All right. My next question is, I've been seeing in Denarland, too, where they're saying that I think it's the CBI, when they do their I don't know exactly what it is that they're doing, but they're saying that it's showing where there is no wire transfer amounts when they're doing their transactions. I'm not sure exactly what process that is. And I was going to ask you, are you aware of that type of information that is released from the CBI when they're doing, I guess, their books or auctions? I think it may be with the auctions. I'm not sure. But, and if that's the case, because they're saying that when they're doing this, that normally, that particular field is normally filled with an amount in there. But lately, it has not been. And if that's the case, what exactly does that mean, if you know what I'm talking about?
So they're telling you that the dinar was depegged from the dollar and it's not pegged to anything. And that they put out instructions of no international wires. And, yes, I've seen it. I don't see where it has affected anything at all. Called the bank. The bank here, they're still trading the dinar against the dollar at the exact same rate. So I've seen no change at all internationally. I haven't even seen what they put out anywhere. But somebody put it out, said, hey, it's been depegged, and you know what that means? It's getting ready to go, or it'll be repegged to SDR. No, I don't know that, and I haven't seen it anywhere. And so far, all I know is one person in the world has seen it or said it, and everybody else is jumping on the bandwagon without any proof of it or even understanding what it really means.
Okay. And then now that you brought up the pegging part, it was a discussion that I brought up on yesterday. And I guess I'm a little confused on how that works, but you kind of explained some of it just now. So I guess that kind of helps to satisfy my curiosity on that part. So if the dinar is not pegged to anything, if that happens. I'm not saying it is right now, but if and when it happens, that means that they could possibly be getting ready to change the rate or peg it to another basket of something, and the rate is possibly going to change at that time.
Okay, if it's not pegged to anything,
mm-hmm.
then there's nothing to value it against. So at
okay.
that point, it's worthless if it's not pegged to anything, because everything in the market for it is pegged to something, even if it's a basket, SDR basket. So it could
okay.
mean they depegged it because they're going to peg it to something else, but we don't know it. The financial
okay.
market doesn't know it. Forex doesn't
mm-hmm.
know it. Because it hasn't been applied anywhere to anybody. So
mm-hmm.
until that happens, there's no big deal to me, even if they did it, until they make a change. And no for
oh,
everybody.
Okay.
All right. So some other people are getting excited because somebody said they saw it somewhere. But what does that mean? If they're going to tell you that, then tell them to explain it to you. What does that mean and when does it happen? If you have
right.
that information, then where can we go see it for ourselves if we can? If it's out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it works, I'm happy for anything that works. But
right.
I haven't seen it, and it hasn't affected anything we're looking for or plan affected. Not one bank rate has changed, and you can use all the different exchange sites on the internet and see there's no rate change, there's no difference. And on all of them, it's still pegged to the USD.
To the USD. Mm-hmm. So at this point, with your knowledge and information, the dinar is still pegged. And if it is still pegged, is it still pegged to USD or what? Where is it? What is it pegged to?
So you just didn't hear a word I just said. Is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but I'm. I wanted to clarify.
The last word out my mouth, the last word out my mouth is every site you go to, every exchange site, the dinar is still pegged to the USD.
To the USD. Okay. I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. All right. Thank you,
okay.
sir. I thought that's what you said, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I didn't want to assume, okay, and then get it wrong.
Okay.
So that makes sense. All right. Well,
all right.
That answers my question, and it probably
okay.
answered a lot of the people's questions that we were talking about this subject this morning. So hopefully they're listening, and they would get the same answer I got at the same time. So, all right. Thank you. I appreciate
okay.
it.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right. 423 area code. You are on.
Hey, last time I said hello, my phone cut off on me.
Oh,
that was
okay.
a long time ago. About 3 weeks.
Oh.
And it might again.
Good morning.
I'm having problems with it. But anyway, it sounds like great news today. Thank you so much for the update. A question I had is, do you think the coronavirus outbreak in China has anything to do with the RV since the HBC Bank headquarters are there?
Since HSBC has what?
Don't they have their headquarters in China? Isn't that the main where that bank comes from?
Okay.
Or is it here?
So this virus that has been created and is going around
yes.
has now affected Corona beers like crazy. The people don't know whether they should drink it or not drink it, and where is it coming from, and is the virus coming from the beer factory, or where?
Oh.
People are scared to go
yeah.
to the bar and ask for Corona. But now this virus has infiltrated
really?
The RV of the dinar, right? So it's stopping the revaluation of the dinar, affecting the rate of
well,
the
I
dinar.
Well, I didn't mean.
Oh, which part is it?
I don't know. At one time along the way, we had to hear that all the banks were ready. All the banks were set up. All the banks were ready. Now, is HSBC, is their bank, main bank, is it in China or not?
Is it in China?
HSBC.
I don't know. Let's Google it. See, HSBC headquarters. I think it's in New York.
Yeah. It's in New York.
Right? Okay.
So that shouldn't have anything to do with anything as far as the revaluation, which makes me happy.
Shouldn't have anything to do with anything. All right. Let me tell you guys what is happening. No, okay. All right. The virus is coming out of China. It is affecting China's economy, and they are seeing that. And it's also affecting the price of oil and the stock market. Yes, it is. Now, the one thing we didn't like seeing today is that oil is down to $53 a barrel because Iraq has set their budget based on $53 a barrel. So if oil continued to fall, that would give them a deficit. And then at this point, they would have to go redo their entire budget. But the virus itself is not directly related to China doing something to prevent the RV from happening by putting out a virus.
I didn't think they were doing anything. I just thought because it had happened, it might have, you know, erupted something. I didn't know because it seems to be really big, really huge. I mean, the people are dying over there. You never
There's
know.
People
about
dying
that,
over here now, though. But, yeah, you never know. I'm just messing with you.
You never
we
know.
Just having fun.
That's the thing.
It's okay.
You never know.
you never know.
Point you, also, you said Maliki owned newspapers and, you know, the news over there, he kind of controls it. Do we know that the news that we're getting that is encouraging us is not his news? That it's true news?
We know that most of his it's my understanding most of his newspaper and television stations have been shut down because of that.
Great.
And we don't know anything, okay? Because one newspaper says one thing, another one says something else. 1 hour they say this, 2 hours later they say something else. On Monday they say this, Wednesday they say something else. But that's just how they operate. The only real information, even if that, is that we get from inside people in the building, in the office, or in the meeting, when they say, yeah, you're going to see this because we get that. You're going to see this on the news. You're going to see this, but this is what's really going on. That is what I can usually rely on when I get that kind of information. And it's, you know, like we had talked about last time, a couple days earlier, or it made more sense, then I can believe in that and when I see it. So that's what I try and go by. And then the nonsense is nonsense. You can tell when it's just nonsense if you're following it. And all of us been here for years, and we're following it. And we know what makes sense and doesn't. They're exposing Iran more and more every week. They're exposing the different factions, the militia over there, who's running the militia. They're exposing, you know, like they did the CBI, the different people in the ministry. They exposed the 32,000 names over there to people that Iran was actually paying so people could better understand what's going on. They're even exposing today in the news how the Lebanese militia is becoming part of Iraq, and they're trying to use them as a third party to now control Iraq and teach their military what Iran wants them to do. So they can say it's not us, it's them, even though we're paying them. And we're asking them to go in there and do that, just like they did in Syria. So people have to look at the whole picture to understand it and not just pay attention to every single article that comes out. Because they're no different than our news. And I sent you guys that news, like I said, you know, we saw it over in Russia first, okay? I mean, Russia put it out. Iran put it out. About our soldiers, about who really got, and they did it right at the beginning, and our country denied it. Nope, nobody was hurt. They're saying we got revenge. Nobody was hurt. Then we went from 8 people hurt, you know, to 50 people hurt, to now over 100 people hurt, and we don't even know the permanent damage that it did and everything else. But that's just one little area. Our country lies like every other country. They lie to the American people and everything else, just like every other country. It's still the best country in the world. So don't get us wrong for that. But let's not be ignorant about reality either at the same time. Okay?
Right, absolutely.
Our government has an agenda with us the same way as everybody else. Okay, go ahead.
Am I understanding that the prime minister was appointed, but now he has to be elected by the parliament? Is that what you said? Now that it has,
He was appointed by the president of the republic, Selah,
Yes.
But now he has to form his government, and they have to be approved by the parliament.
He doesn't have to
his government. Yeah, but if he can't form his government in 30 days, then he loses that position. He's out. So now the president probably has to appoint somebody else and then give them 30 days to form a government until one gets approved by parliament.
But he says it's pretty much formed, right? He's pretty much done it or not?
He's going to take a vote on it on Sunday is what he said. He said, I'm ready. Let's vote on Sunday.
Okay.
It was on Monday.
Okay.
Now they're saying on Sunday, let's take the vote.
All right. Okay.
And he's going to say it's within his 15 days. So he didn't take the whole 30 days. Like I told you guys back then, he may not even take the 30 days. He didn't. He's getting it done. 10, 15 days. Most of the groups are saying they're going to vote and approve his government, regardless of who it is. Because they're going to let him do it his way and see how it works out. There's only one group that's saying, they didn't say yes or no. They just haven't said what they're going to do yet. That's all. We don't know who the group was because they wouldn't name them. But the vote is supposed to be on Sunday.
Okay, well, we'll just be praying that it is and that everything will be onward and forward from here. No more. No more going backwards.
That's right.
Thank
Let's
you all
go.
So much. Appreciate you. Okay. Bless you.
Thank
bless
you.
You
okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. 610, Erica, you are on.
Hello, Ray.
Hey.
Good afternoon. And good afternoon, hey. Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another Dynamite Day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right,
sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right.
You're very welcome.
All right.
All right. 267 area code. You are on. 267.
267-315. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. How are you? This is Bishop Willis.
This is who?
Bishop Willis.
Okay. How you doing? All right.
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm just calling to have some information concerning the Zimbabwe Zen and to see how the currency look like at this moment.
Concerning what, the Zim?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I don't know if it looks any different than it has. We haven't been looking at any currencies on the screen or anything, or getting anything, because I don't think anything has changed, and it's definitely not ready to go. So I haven't seen any change in the Zim at all.
All right. Well, that was thank you so much. That was the information that we're just trying to get for you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
281 area code. You are on. KB, can you hear us? Okay, I'm going to try 972 one more time.
Hey there, sorry I missed you while ago.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to step outside. We got some noise going here. Oh, my. Well, I was too distracted and busy on Monday to get on the call, but it was a good break. Nothing changed, right?
There you go. All right.
except maybe a new CBI governor and maybe a few protester changes and that sort of thing. All right. The only question I had today had to do, again, with oil prices. I don't know what y'all are paying over in the La La Land and in North Carolina, but I paid $1.86 the other day.
For
gas? I was back in 1990.
Oh,
so what
man.
Are you paying?
I wish I could pay $1.86. I paid $3.65 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, well, I feel
That's
good.
That's right.
But I understand you just gave an oil price. You just gave an oil price, and that makes me think my price is about to go up. I don't know how yours could go up. But
oh, man, I've been up to $4.90, almost at $5, $4.90.
Oh, my. Okay, well. I'm not going to worry about that. The only thing I was considering is if the oil price goes up, as I think we want it to for Iraq's situation, then things will change modestly here. But I really did think I was back in 1990 with $1.86. Wow. Yes. Okay, I'll quit bragging now. I don't have anything else of major import. It looks like As I talked about before, I may still be looking at reality of being unemployed and rich by May or June. You don't want to say anything that would disturb your plan, would you?
It looks to me, I mean, now anything can happen, like I said, but if they vote on Saturday and he becomes the prime minister without being designated, and they can immediately send him the budget, which they can, and the new government can go and review it. It's just the time that they're going to take to make whatever changes. They can make them in a week, which I doubt, 2 weeks, they can start arguing over it. Really, all they had to do was adjust the numbers. But Iran may give them reason to stall it out as long as they can so they can keep getting their money.
Yeah.
Because once they change it and the financial law changes, it's going to cut Iran off even more. Even though I'm sure they're going to work out some kind of backdoor job. But, no, I think by the middle of March, even if they took a month, this should be over. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to disregard it. It says middle March, as per Tony, is what I'm going to stick on. I think I'm going to do a T-shirt.
Okay.
I'm going to do a T-shirt with that. Middle of March.
There you go.
Okay, buddy. You know what the middle of March is, right? The Ides of March.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Oh.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, that might be a problem. There's probably a few out there that don't know what it is, but I know Ray can explain the Ides of March. So I'm going to sign off and listen to him.
All right, sir.
I got to go. See you later.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Let's see. Where did that take us to? I had to bounce back around to pick him up. Looks like some of these numbers are shifted. Did we get 313 in? No. Okay. 313. Looks like you were next.
Oh, is that me, Ray?
That is you.
Oh, okay. How's everything? Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
And my question, I'm not going to hold you all up. My question was just answered.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
All right, sir. All right. That's all the hands that are up.
Okay.
Some that were up fell off for some reason. I guess they got disconnected. But anyway, that's it for the hands that were up. Did you get
all
that
good
information I just sent you about Chicago?
Listen, let me tell you guys something real quick so everybody can hear. Somebody, whoever it is, sent Ray a text. And their feelings are hurt because I keep telling you guys how Chicago, which nickname is Chirac, is doing things every weekend, every other weekend, and they don't want to live in the reality of Chicago, or yet they don't want me to tell you guys what's going on in Chicago. So what happened is, Chicago is absolutely horrible at night. They have shooting contests in the middle of the street. No, I shouldn't say that. I'm just joking. But they do have a lot of deaths. So I'm going to say this. I will tell you guys this. I live in Sacramento, and less than 50 miles from me is a town called Stockton. And 5 years ago, Stockton was the murder capital of the United States. They was killing people every day. I'm just telling you. Maybe not 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It was the murder capital of the United States. I live 2 hours from Fresno, 2 hours. About 5 years ago, it was the murder capital of the United States. So I'm telling you, it absolutely was. And it was ridiculous because both of them are little towns with less than, you know, a couple million people. I mean, it was just ridiculous that those was happening. But Chicago has had this stigma and called Chirac for the last 50 years. Well, you guys know, even back when the gangsters were there, they weren't in New York, L.A., or Miami shooting up the streets. They were in Chicago, Vegas, worse than New York. So I understand that people's feelings get hurt about Chicago, but it's your reputation. You earned it on your own. I'm just enhancing it for you. All right, nothing new on the dog.
That did not come from the person that you normally talk to about and call Chirac. It came from another person.
I didn't know who
just
it came
to clear
from.
That up.
But, okay.
Yeah, I thought you probably thought it came from her. But she did want me to let you know to say hey to you though, because she's in Africa now, doing some mission work. The one you normally talk to that we call Chirac. This was one of her counterparts that sent that text message. But she did ask me this morning to tell you hello. I told her I wasn't going to do it, but anyway. Okay. She's over there in Africa helping feed healthy people. But
Not only is she doing that, but she's also sending back pictures of bathrooms that she Yes, I did get that. I said, sending you pictures of the bathroom? Really? Anyway, you tell I'll say that. Really? Anyway, guys, we'll go on to business. All right.
Okay.
So nothing to change with the tendencies, guys.
Some other hands jumped
up. Some more hands in? Oh.
Man, since we have some time.
I'll get ready to close out. Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
916.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon.
Hey, you were up earlier and disappeared. Okay, so you made it back in. Good.
Yeah. So, Tony, what radio station are you going to be on and when?
Oh, I was with 97.5. It's a financial show that comes on Tuesdays. So I was a special guest last week. I'm going to be doing another segment next week. And then I'm actually going to do some with the Black Chamber of Commerce here and teach a financial class. But anyway, call me afterwards. I'll tell you about it.
I wish I had your number.
Oh, all right, Red, give me your number. I'll call you.
Okay.
You know everybody else
in
the world already got my number, but okay.
All right, sir. Okay. Thank
you. Okay. Bye-bye. 217 area code, you're on.
Yes, I would like to know the correct address for sending in, and I'd also like to know, the other day you talked about VINTAR or something like that could use some help. Does that need to be in a separate check or is cash or what does it need to be? I thought I needed to know the answer. Maybe somebody else would like to know it also.
Okay. Let me see. Ray, I have to give you the address. Hold on for a minute. Ray, you want to do that? Well, I'm trying to find this thing for...
Yeah, the address is easy. TNTSuperFantastic.com. And once you go to that website, you can click on the donate button, and then the address, zip code, everything pops up.
I can't do that, so I'm going to send you a check.
Right. Well, when
so
you
I
click on the donate
address.
Button, when you click on the donate button, the address shows up on the screen where to mail it to.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to get my daughter here to do it because I don't do that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you this. For the Cash App, this is for the Parmar family, guys, when they needed help. JN, who did all this stuff for us and setting it up and recording everything else. Theirs was $ capital V, I, N, a capital P, AR, if you wanted to help the family out, and they were looking for some help last week when I talked to them. So that's Cash App, $ capital V, I N, capital P A R.
Now, did you say Cash Help?
No, Cash App. If you're using the Cash App to send it to them.
Well,
okay.
I can't do that. I'm going to send it to you, and can you get it to them?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I've just never learned a computer. I'm lucky to get on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have
Raymond,
something to write with?
P.O. Box 1748.
Oh,
Elm
okay.
City,
yeah.
North Carolina. 27822.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And just put in the amount that you want for Venpar so that I'll know to send that over there.
I'll put that in there. All right.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. 856 area code. We can squeeze you in.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I have two questions for you. The budget, is it similar to, well, the budget process, you know, our process, president puts his budget together and sends it to Congress. Is it the opposite of how they do it over there? Their government sends the budget to the prime minister, or how does it exactly work? If you could,
same way, the House puts it together, or somebody puts it together, sends it to the prime minister, then he sends it to the parliament, same way, or vice versa, parliament to the prime minister to the House. It still has to go through the same approval process. Everybody gets to look at it and agree on it.
Okay.
He doesn't get a final say so, or that would just be it. But he just has to support to them. We got the House, I mean, Congress, Senate, and the president. They're all involved in the budget. Everybody has their say so.
Okay. Okay. Great. No problem. And my second question goes to Ray. What is the Eyes of March?
Be on Sunday's training call. No, I never volunteered to share that information to begin with. That was Danny in Dallas with his.
Okay. Your Sunday training call, is that just for the people that's in the forum, or can I call in, or how does that work?
It's for anybody who has the number on the training call.
Can you get the?
Do you have access to the forum?
I could do it, but I've never done it before. So I mean,
since you can do it, then you're going to have to do it.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that number can only hold 1,000 people.
Okay.
So it's not like this number, but if it's just a little supplemental training that I do on Sundays. Generally, I'll just jump in the forum, go in chat, and throw the number out and say rap session. And then those that are in there call in and we rap, talk about things, train on things. Of course, they tell other people. But like I said, it's limited to 1,000 seating because of the free system that I use to do that with.
Okay.
Normally around 9 a.m. Eastern time, somewhere between 9 and 9:30 Eastern.
9 to 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm usually out of church by then.
Okay. Good.
What's the webpage for the forum or the website for the forum?
TNTSuperFantastic.com.
Okay. No
and,
problem.
Unless I miss my guess, Danny from Dallas is talking about a band.
Oh, okay. I thought
the Eyes of March.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No. The Eyes of March, guys, is historically like Friday the 13th. Is the start of doom, a day of doom.
You're talking about the event then. Okay.
Yeah, the Eyes of March is March the 15th. Other months, it's on the 13th because there's several months, but it's supposed to be the start of doom or change. As you know, there are a lot of politicians and historians have been killed during the Eyes of March. Because it's a lot of time when governments have big changeovers and things like that. So we'll see what happens. But it's the middle of March. We want change to come anyway, so let it come. Right?
That's so true.
All right. Maybe it won't be on the 15th. Maybe it'll be on the 14th, the RV happens, and the 15th, we'll see the world change. But we'll see.
Well, the 15th of March was my mother's birthday, and it's my daughter's birthday, so that'll be good.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Uh-oh, my bad. I couldn't hear. The 15th of March, what did you say?
The 15th of March is was my mother's birthday, and it is my daughter's birthday, so who knows? See what happens.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway...
All right. Oh, you know what, Jessica? I produced a radio. I don't have a radio station. I work for a radio station on the East Coast. And you said that you were doing a financial show. Just out of curiosity, you think you could do a call in and I could put you on the air on the East Coast?
You mean during the same show?
Yeah, it's a gospel radio station, and I have some free slot time, and I like to bring in stuff to help the community. So you said, you know, you were doing some financial stuff for the, you know, to help people in the community. And
okay, hold on. We won't take up time with it, but
okay.
Yeah, Ray, get your number. I'll call you, and I'll get with the radio station here and see can we do something. But anyway, make sure Ray gets your number. I'll call you afterwards. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. You guys have a blessed day.
All right, sir. Okay.
All right.
951. Area code.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, sir.
Hey, I was just sitting here thinking. You're talking about Iran and Iraq and everything, and how I don't know if I heard right. Maybe I didn't. That Iran is kind of holding Iraq back or whatever from this happening. But
Well, I was just going to answer your question, but if you have something else you want to add first, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, isn't Iran going to benefit from this currency reset also?
Okay. So Iran has been slowly taking control of Iraq, and they've gotten and integrated into all parts of their lives, in their businesses, in their military, in their government, everywhere, and put their own people so they can control Iraq. It's been a fight ever since the day Saddam Hussein was killed. There's been a fight for who's going to control Iraq, and Iran has been trying to do that instead of letting them people control themselves. Now, the reason Iran is doing it is because the U.S. has put sanctions on Iran, which is called, I don't know if you read the book I told you to look at, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We're having an economic war with Iran, and we're trying to crush their economy and starve out their people so that they will overthrow the Iranian government without us having to go to war. That's the whole purpose of it. So the people would get so mad, hungry, and desperate, they would overthrow their own government. We wouldn't have to do it. We could go in, control their economy, control their oil wells like we have with so many others. So Iraq is Iran's only lifeline right now. The other countries aren't dealing with them, aren't doing business with them because of the sanctions. So they are draining the U.S. dollars out of Iraq, and then trying to do business with you because no one will accept their money because of the sanctions, everything else. It's the only way they have any economy at all right now is through Iraq. Now, you would think they would want Iraq to revalue their currency and it'd be worth even more, but they're not actually using the dinar, they're using the dollars. What happens when the revalue happens and the laws take effect, it becomes transparent. And now all this smuggling and all the crooked banks and everything else that have been funneling this money to Iraq will be turned off.
So they don't care if it's more valuable. If they can't get it, it's worthless to them. They can get more of the money the way things are. And that's why they've been prolonging it all this time, trying to make sure they were in control of it, and why they made sure the new prime minister, one of their seven demands was that he would not cut off the auctions, because that's their biggest way of stealing the money. So we have yet to see that it happens, because after the RV or the new budget, the auction should, in fact, be cut off.
Okay, but we still won't RV, won't Iran's currency reset? Reset also? Won't it increase in value, or then they'd be better off too, or no?
Okay, again, their currency is on the schedule to revalue. But guess what?
Right.
Nobody can take it. Nobody will take it. So it does. The value doesn't matter if no one will let you spend it.
Okay. Let's see what's going on now. All right. I was just kind of puzzled by that, because I thought everybody was going to benefit by this currency reset. But now I see what you're going on. Let's see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, Iran will benefit when sanctions are lifted from them. If they'd act right and get the sanctions removed, they would benefit from the revalue.
When they decided to play ball with everybody else, then the sanctions will be lifted and stuff.
Basically.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Something like that. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, something like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. 301.
Pretty much you just answered my question. That's the exact question I was going to ask you, but the only thing that comes to me is, when it's all said and done, why wouldn't Iran eventually play ball so they can make their currencies work for their good when it revalue, as well as being able to do business across the world? Why wouldn't they do that? What would be the reason why they would keep not doing that? Because eventually Iraq going to grow up and they're going to want their own currency revalued.
Okay. Iran is not doing it.
I'm going to turn one off. That's all. That's okay.
All right.
Let me just.
You ready? All right. Iran has the sanctions on it because this administration put them there because of the nuclear deal that was agreed to by the last administration and all of our allies. Now, all of our allies agreed that Iran was living up to the agreement. This administration said Iran is not living up to the agreement, and they wanted to make a new agreement. And since they didn't do that, then the sanctions are now put on them. And they're not going to back down because they're not. But that's what's causing the issues and why they're trying to control the money. Now, they were trying to control it for years just to get the money. But now with the additional sanctions on it, is making it even harder for them. They don't want to look weak as a country, I guess. And they felt they were living up to the agreements, just like our allies felt that they were. So they feel like they're in the right. And now you're just forcing us to do things because you want to change things, when we've already lived up to an agreement that was signed by the United States. So it's causing a lot of problems in there, and that's why they're not doing it. And then they found a road out, which was to Iraq. We just keep doing this as long as we can. And since we're taking all of their power positions, The prime minister works for Iran and Maliki and everybody else when he did. Now they're saying the CBI governor and top officials all work for Iran. The military leader in Iraq worked for Iran. The militia worked for Iran. The only thing Iran didn't control is the citizens of Iraq. But the government and the people who control all the money, all being controlled by Iran, so they just said, we'll just get paid this way. Keep doing what you're doing until the next administration comes in, and that's what they're trying to do, and we'll make a new deal with them, or they'll get with our allies, and we'll go back to the old deal since everybody thought it was working. They got to, all they had to do right now is survive these 4 years and hope there's a new administration. Because that's all they really have to do. They keep the same leaders over there for a lifetime and everything else. All they ever have to do in the U.S. is it, you know, survive a administration, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, and they know things are going to change because that's how we work. And that's what they're doing, and that's what's dragging it out right at this point. They're keeping control. Our government has not let the RV go through, CBI go through, because they want control of that defense position, interior position, because those are the ones that's going to control the money. That's what they've been fighting over for the last 4 years. I've been constantly telling you guys, that's why those positions weren't filled. That's why this has been drug out over and over. CBI has tried to put it through several times. The U.S. Treasury has stopped them several times because they were still going to funnel the money. CBI was trying to put it through even when there was no transparency in the financial system. They just wanted a new rate, and they could have gave Iran even more money. But now with the transparency there in the law, Iran doesn't even want that. The U.S. doesn't want it. I mean, the U.S. wants to transfer in the law, so now they can track that money, arrest people, put sanctions on them, and everything else. So that's why we figure at this point it will go through now that all the laws are in place, except for the financial law, which still has to be approved once this is done. There's one last part. And now they got the electoral law, which is not going to affect the RV one way or the other. That's where we're at. Iran, Iraq, that's a whole ball of wax. Okay. What's next?
Okay. 978. Through your code.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good afternoon. All right.
Good morning.
Think about that for a minute.
Okay.
I didn't expect to make it on, quite frankly. Anyway, how are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I've spoken to you. It's Vanessa calling from sunny South Florida.
Sunny South
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, where my Patriots didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year, and I'm very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we won't discuss that. But I called because I just texted Ray. First of all, thank you both. It's been a long time since I've thanked you for all your hard work. I did send a couple more donations in, what little I could afford. I've still been driving Lyft down here and still taking care of a 97-year-old mom who I moved into dementia care a couple months ago here. It's been a difficult trip for me. But we are coming out the other end of the dark cloud, and I am feeling like a powerful creator, and I think we're right where we need to be. So I'm grateful to you for all of your education. No matter what goes on the calls, I try to listen to as much as possible because there's always a nugget to learn. There's always someone that shares something that's important. And I am going to try and send a little bit of something to the Parmar family because I did send them a card, but I didn't send any money. So I'm going to try and send them a little something because I know that we're all suffering a little bit here and there. I did text Ray to let you know that the Ides of March was the day that Caesar was warned by some prophet or sage that he might have a bad day. And 60 of his Roman senators, led by Brutus and Cassius, stabbed him to death in 44 BC. And that is what the Ides of March, my friends, is really all about.
Now,
a warning.
Does that constitute a bad day?
For Caesar, it did. But for the rest of the government in Rome, it was freedom. So I'm thinking similar situation could happen. Maybe I'm not going to pick which party I'm kind of leaning towards because I'm an independent. But
I'm going to say, don't say that.
In Washington.
Similar
don't
say that.
Happening in Washington don't with some evil people.
Don't say that part.
I think similar things
actually,
could happen around the world with the evil people running the show.
Okay. Caesar, in those probably thought Caesar was trying to take over the entire government is why they killed him.
Right.
And trying to change the republic is the reason behind it. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's hope nothing like that happens.
That's right.
It'll be
but
too
that's
confusing.
What the real
okay.
Reason for the Ides of March. So some people in the
yes.
world might have to worry about the Ides of March this time around, but hopefully not the good patriotic people, we hope. And thank you again. God bless you, and I appreciate you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Well, now, I guess the result from the whole Caesar thing is that the March the 15th is now, as far as Romans are concerned, the deadline for settling debts. So there's a lot of meaning coming from this Ides of March thing, thanks to Danny in Dallas. But anyway... 404. Okay, you're back. We'll get you this time. 404-725. Makes twice the same thing.
I guess you won't.
Okay. 615. We'll hear this one.
Hello. How's everybody?
All right.
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since I talked to you guys. But a few minutes ago, you were talking about gas prices going up. And I guess your famous saying, Tony, does that make sense, you know? Does that make sense? Anyway.
That gas prices are going up?
Right. Somebody interrupted me real quick, but gas prices going up now. We're not still buying oil from Saudi Arabia, are we?
Okay. I think he was just telling us the gas price where he was at versus gas price where I'm at, and I see him go up and down all the time. What I was talking about was the price of oil has gone down to $53 a barrel as of this morning. The Iraqi budget, the 2020 budget, was set at the price of $53 a barrel of oil. When it was up to 56, 57, 59, as it goes up, they had a huge surplus, and they were really excited about the 2020 budget because they were going to have so much more money than they thought they were because they did it at 53. And I said, if it continues to drop, now that means they're going to have less money. Now they got to go back and redo the entire budget, reallocate money to each project, service, and everything else, because they can't do the number based on what they had. They're going to change it all, which could drag it out even more if that were to happen. So that's what we were really talking about, I think. Not really about the price of gas.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, as far as gas prices here, to me it seems like the gas prices should drop over here. But that doesn't seem to be the case. And
well,
the only reason I say that is, oh, it is dropping?
No, it should drop. You're right.
Okay. Okay, well, I was just confused. I guess I didn't catch the whole thing about that, but yeah, I understand that part of it. But okay, I appreciate you guys' time.
All right, sir.
Have a good rest of the day.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, sir.
We
can wrap it up
now. Gas prices and know that they change gas prices sometimes twice in a day. Because they're going to chase about the going rate.
It's not like the bank where they have one rate all day. Gas can't change just that quick. So it could happen. All right. Guys, still a good day, still a good week. There were no negative things coming out. Everything's about the vote on Sunday. If they truly, truly stick to it, vote, and it passes, like it says, we are on our way. Then there's nothing we're waiting for except for the budget. The new administration, new people, budget's in place. They know everybody wants to move. So this thing surely, surely, or truly, truly could happen by the middle of March. So let's look for that. Right now, I'm going to see you when I see you, which is on Friday, more than likely. And then we're going to see what happens with the vote on Sunday. All right? So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. And we shall return on our regularly scheduled call on Friday, unless something else happens. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.